know why I'm in such a reflective mood and why my podcasts of late have become very hymnal laden when I'm the most heathen person I know. But anyways, welcome to another episode of Tennessee Froe's Reading this first day of Black History Month. That is the incomparable Mahalia Jackson singing Go Tell It on the Mountain. Most black people know that that's usually played during Christmas. However, this was one of the pivotal songs of the Civil Rights Movement. And why not have that as the track for the first, in my celebration of the first day of Black History Month? This particular podcast is going to be rife with writings from great black Americans, maybe some from overseas, who knows. However, I'll continue my celebration of the late Cicely Tyson's life, talking about poetry and art, and giving you a little bit of tidbits of the history of the month, as well as not so well known historical figures that have contributed to this country as well as to black history. And thank you for listening. Folks are always asking me what legacy I want to leave, what roots beneath my soil I most hope will outlive me. I want to go home knowing that I love generously, even if imperfectly. I want to feel as if I embody our humanity so fully that it made us laugh and weep, that it reminded us of our shared frailties. I want to be recalled as one who squared my shoulders in the service of black women, as one who made us walk taller and envision greater for ourselves. I want to know that I did the very best that I could with what God gave me, just as I am, from Just As I Am by Cicely Tyson. She recently passed away this past Thursday, January of 2021. I think it is appropriate that Mahalia Jackson, that she was probably friends with, was able to see her live. This book represents so many things and had such an extraordinary impact as I've started reading it. And you don't realize just how much what someone has contributed to your life until they're actually gone and it's almost too late. I was made aware of the release of her book and signed up to be at an online or a live venture, and I commented on a previous podcast how I was really excited, and I thought it was just weird when she didn't jump on, and I had been listening to it on Audible steadily throughout the day when I got word later on that night, just like everyone else had. And it hit me hard because it's not like she was going to be able to live forever. She was 96. I was so grateful that Gayle King was able to interview her, a full interview prior to her death, and she was just as vibrant as ever. And I think she commented so much on how the church or religion and hymns played a role in her life and create. And she was ready to work right up until the end, until she was finally called home. She made a point of saying that, you know, we got to do the best about what God has given us and about what our time. And I hope this tribute to her would live up to her high standards. I'm still learning to utilize every tool that I have access to the best of my abilities. And it just makes sense for the first day of Black History Month to not only give tribute to her life, her works of art, and just her, Cicely Tyson. Just as I am, what a great soul has passed on.
Mr. Emhoff, Americans and the world. When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. And the norms and notions of what just is isn't always just is.
And yet that is from the inauguration of President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. The true start, I think, to this year, from her inauguration speech, giving all of us hope. I've only included a small section of that in today's podcast, and the CNN version of that in its entirety will actually be on the website in the podcast notes. But I'm not into poetry, and I think it's great that this young woman is one of the youngest poet laureates to basically give the inauguration to speak. I think most everyone remembers Maya Angelou's epic speech of hope. This young woman is basically, it's not like she's come out of nowhere. She grew up in South Central, the child of a single mother, graduated with honors from Harvard, what I believe, and she is one of this country's youngest poet laureates on the national scale. And she in this, but News 3, or excuse me, CBS, has been following her throughout her appointment as the poet laureate, and she's just a remarkable kid, you know, and she is a kid. She's only like 23, and she dreams of one day planning her own run for president, which I find remarkable. I think if you speak it into the atmosphere, you can actually, you can do it, and it's yours. You just have to claim it. But from this wonderful recitation and how it did build some momentum as far as her career, her words are amazing, and the way she recites is more than that. It's more like performance, because her hands, her facial expressions, she is the embodiment of the poems that she actually recites, and I find it absolutely amazing. I included her as the top three people for Black excellence, because she is living and we're starting to see the start of something great. What I also find interesting is the fact that, with the exception of her book, the script for the long poem for the recitation, for the inauguration, none of the rest of her her other two books. Yes, she actually has two others coming. Title to the long poem, The Hill We Climb, is actually available in other avenues, but definitely available at my bookstore, Chatterbooks. But she's also going to be releasing Change Sings, as well as There's Always Light, If Only We're Brave Enough to See It. If Only We're Brave Enough to Be It. That'll actually be released this upcoming September, and even The Hill Reclimb is not available until March, but it is actually available for pre-order, just so you guys know. And we're listening to the musical soft jazz stylings, because as I think, if you have a positive soundtrack for your life, music itself should be uplifting, and it should not just fill in the blanks, but it should chase away the blues away. Today is kind of weird, because even though the only light I seem to have had is when I was actually recording my tribute to Cicely Tyson, I thought that was actually weird, but today has rapidly turn very cloudy. It is still very cold. There have been snow flurries on and off, and there may actually be a dusting as the night wears on, but I'm actually feeling pretty positive, and I'm feeling pretty good as I again celebrate and listen to music and just talk about things that I'm actually very interested in. The next up in as far as Black excellence is one Brandon Dudley. His art has been he's a visual artist out of North Carolina, who now lives in South Carolina, but he is best known for his portraiture, and I saw him today on LinkedIn. He's actually in his studio painting, and it says it's a picture of a Black gentleman, and it says, "Do not buy where you will not be hired." I think this is probably should go on one of the many protests looking at inequitable hiring practices, as well as the economic divide that COVID has just laid bare, and is most people reality. He's actually being showcased now on the organization RAW, or RAW, and it's to serve independent artists with tools, resources, and education and exposure needed for them to thrive and to succeed in their creative careers. They have all of these showcases in many cities across the U.S., but again, COVID has shut a lot of that down, and there seems to... Now they're actually getting their stride back. So go check it out. Brandon Dudley, an independent Black artist making his debut. For the section of what the actual history of Black History Month, and of course, I would be remiss if I were not to highlight a book specifically for this month. But a great historical book And it's really not a history book per se. It's more like a collection of essays and stories about the African American community in large that spans over 400 years. It's a book edited by Ibram X. Kendi, the author of How to Become an Anti-Racist, and Keisha N. Blaine, editor, author of Set the World on Fire. I need to actually add that to my bookstore. But this is a historical collection, as I said, from my African-American community, another celebration of all of this, all of the things that make us who we are, and how we're just, and we're like stories that should be preserved and tell the actual story of us by us. It's 90 different minds collecting 90 different perspectives that deconstructs the idea of Africans in America. We're not monolithic, we are multiplistic. And this is a demonstration of that, and it's a great book to add to your collection, and it should be released tomorrow. You can navigate definitely Chatterbooks to pick it up, or you can also use my coupon codes in celebration of Black History Month on Alibris.com to get up to $20 off by either using the code Black History or Month to get a percentage off of your shipping and off of your order. And I would like to end this section just in a general discussion about the start of Black history. It was, I had no idea until today, that it started as a recognition of a week as far back in 1926 by the historian Carter Woodson and his Association for the Study of Negro Life and History. It was expanded to the entire month of February and was recognized since 1983 by every sitting U.S. president, with the exception of the recent full occupant of the White House, in some meaningful way. The Library of Congress's AfricanAmericanHistoryMonth.gov website is basically dedicated to the recognition of this fact. By having special events and kind of like an archive of special historical events that are either audio or even video to preserve for posterity. It still is revolting that it has not been until the recent socio turmoil that most corporations don't even recognize Martin Luther King's birthday as a holiday, didn't even give the recognition of Juneteenth off, even though he was murdered, he was assassinated by a crazy person. And Juneteenth is just a celebration when all of the slaves were free 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. And why is it so hard for us to, what is it that makes it so difficult, or is it against everything to recognize a race of people that have contributed to the wholeness of this country since our inception, since we stepped foot on this in this country? We helped to build it to where we are. So why not give us 30 freaking days? And it's the shortest month of the year. But still, people have a hard time in recognition of this fact. And I also wanted to recognize other people that people really don't talk about. One is Shirley Chisholm. I actually did not know about her until I went to my Lily White school, Mary Washington. And I believe come on campus. I think she actually came on campus at one point. or I went to see her somewhere in the community of Fredericksburg. And in some of my, I think I actually have a recording of her from that gathering. But the great, the living legend, President Barack Obama and Vice President Kamala Harris points to her history and her contribution in politics as inspiration for what their public service in politics. Shirley Chisholm was the first black woman elected to Congress from the 12th District of New York, and she was the first black woman to run for president in 1972. I can only imagine how she was threatened by every Klan and every racist in this country. And I couldn't even imagine her being safe enough to even campaign where I live now here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I find it just mind-blowing that not too long ago, she wouldn't have been able to safely even be in this city and walk around, let alone to be able to dare run for president. I find it absolutely beguiling. Everyone who has not lived under a rock, I'm sure, have heard of Dr. Martin Luther King, the civil rights leader. I played parts of his powerful I Have a Dream speech on a recent podcast in celebration of his birthday. But I did not know the muscle behind that, the movement as well as the organization of the March on Washington laid firmly in the hands of Bayard Rustin. He was a strategist and organizer that was in the shadows. Because he was gay and he had some connections to communism, he was thought of too much of a liability to be on the front lines of the movement. But he worked tirelessly in the background, allowing others to accept kudos and allowing the movement to actually propel forward. He's considered one of the most brilliant minds and served his community tirelessly while pushing for more jobs and for better wages. And that's where I'm going to leave this section in celebration of one Bayard Rustin, an activist from Harlem working to make a change so people like me can be free to be and safely say some of the whack stuff on my podcast, but I at least have the freedom to do so, and I don't have to worry about people busting down my door and shutting it off. You just don't have to download the podcast. But as long as I monthly fee, me and Podbean are good. So there you go. And this is probably going to go down as one of the shortest podcasts in the history of podcasts. And I'm sorry that I didn't actually post it yesterday. However, it is right on time for the first day of Black History Month. I invite you to navigate to my online bookstores to pick up some of the books that I actually had the honor of to speak about today. Miss Tyson's book is definitely available, as well as works of art from poetry from Langston Hughes, 400 Souls, which will be released tomorrow. And I'm hopefully to be able to add the work of one Keisha Blaine as soon as I can get the opportunity and get that ISBN number to be accepted so I can add it to my ever-growing Words for the Soul section of the bookstore. And if you like what you hear and you have suggestions for other books that I should actually include at my bookstore, or you would like to hear more about, please don't hesitate to send me a message remarking of that fact to TennesseeFroisReading@gmail.com, or just leave a comment in wherever you listen to the podcast. If the comment's not too trolly, I'll actually include it on the show. But if you trip too hard, then you may need a bag of gummy penises. Don't hesitate to navigate to www.shipabagofdicks.com and use my promo code 10FROGOTJOKES to get up to 10-15% off of your shipping and order for that unknowing person that doesn't know that they are a pain in the butt. And as always, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I've enjoyed creating it. And I hope you learned something today. And until next time, bye.